You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to catch a cheater.
May is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she thinks that her husband of 18 years,
whoa,
a long time, named Jack, might be cheating on her. May, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully we can help you out and either give you the proof that you need to move on or set your mind at ease. But tell us a little bit more. You've been married to him for 18 years?
Yeah, been a long time.
Have you suspected him of cheating before?
No. I don't know if I think he would cheat. It's just that there is someone else involved who is trying really hard to get him to.
So is he aware that this person is trying to come after him, or is it kind of one of those things where he's not really aware of it?
He's not aware of it, but I keep trying to explain it to him and he's not getting it.
So who is this person?
This is one of his work partners.
Okay, what's going on with them?
She does this thing where, like, she's constantly talking about what a proper wife and partner should be doing. You know, she's got all these, like, rules and criticisms and hints, and she should be making you dinner. She should have dinner waiting for you at home. The house should always be clean. You know, she's got all these rules and regulations for how a proper partner should behave. And then she'll never specifically say that stuff about me, but what she will say about me is she's told him things like, oh, I would never choose to be friends with your wife because she's really not my kind of person. Like, I've seen her reading those gossip magazines and stuff, and I would just never, that's not the kind of person that I would choose to have in my life, that I would choose to spend time with.
How do you know she's saying all this stuff?
Damn.
Oh, because he tells me, he goes, yeah, Diana said this thing today, and it's like, whoa, this is not okay for your work partner to talk about your spouse, your partner, your person that you are with in that way. And he thinks that I'm not even sure what he thinks. I've tried to explain it to him over and over again. And he's like, oh, she doesn't mean it that way.
Has she done anything else, like kind of more outwardly flirtatious?
Well, she asks him to help her with things. Like, hey, can you come over to my house and help me move this thing?
Oh.
Hey, could you, and this is where the big thing is that is really, I don't know how to process this. I don't know how to like work it out in my mind, but she needed to move some stuff across the state to her parents' house. She needed to pack it up in a moving van and drive it over there. It's an overnight. They would drive down and then stay overnight and then drive back, and he agreed to this.
What?
I'm going to stir up some drama, make this party interesting.
I'm already thrown off a little bit, like, because I'm single, right? But the last thing I'm going to do is ask a married man to help me, unless it's my best friend's husband or like Victoria, your boyfriend or something, if you had one, you know?
Okay.
So that's already off. And for him to agree to that, did you tell him no?
Yeah, I told him this is not okay. That this is a person who has repeatedly said that they don't like me, that I'm not the kind of person they would choose to associate with. So for him to be going off alone with her is not okay. Like, that's not, I'm not okay with it. He should not be okay with it. And that's the thing. It's like, he can't seem to understand why he shouldn't be okay with this.
He sounds completely clueless to me, but also, how could you be that clueless? So maybe he's playing clueless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't get it. I don't know what you're talking about. I could definitely see that being a more viable option than just complete. Like, you would have to know if you're...
A woman just asked you to help her move across the country or whatever you just said. I'm sorry, a couple states. I don't know. But either way, spending the night with him.
It does seem like it's a setup to do something. It does to me. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. You already told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member at. So we'll do the usual and we'll call and pretend to be from that grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And we'll see if he delivers those to you or to someone else. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and you'll get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, May is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 18 years, his name is Jack, might be cheating on her. And it's just kind of a crazy story. We're about to call him and see if he is or isn't. And May, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on what the situation is before we call him?
Jack has a work partner who badmouths me to him repeatedly and then invites him to help her move across the state on an overnight trip. Just two of them together.
That's ridiculous. And so he just plays like he doesn't get it. Like, what's the big deal? Kind of a...
She's just my work partner. There's nothing there. I don't see her that way.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure this out for you. We're about to call him right now and pretend to be from the grocery store where he's a rewards card member and tell him that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those flowers to you or to... What's her name, by the way? The work person?
Crystal.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm going to call him right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jordan calling from. I was looking for Jack.
This is him.
Jack, how are you? Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm calling to actually give you the good news that congratulations, you're this month's big winner.
I'm confused.
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We do delivery now. We're trying to get the word out, but also we want to say thank you very much for shopping with us. So thank you for shopping. You have won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card that can be delivered anywhere within the 50 United States absolutely free.
Oh, beautiful. I get so many random calls. I didn't know that. Thanks. Yeah.
If you know who you want to send them to, I can take the information in just a minute or so over the phone.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Great. Who would you like to send the flowers to? We'll start with the name, first and last name.
My beautiful wife, May.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to put on a card to beautiful wife, May?
18 beautiful years with my sweetheart. Thank you so much, baby. I love you.
18 years. Whoa. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah. We've been together forever.
All right. Well, then I'll just tell you that this is not the grocery store at all. My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Yay. Hi, Jack. I'm Nina. Also Hi. On that show, listening to everything that just happened.
And I'm Victoria.
What's going on here?
We do a segment on the show called To Catch a Cheater, and your wife, May, is actually also on the phone and has been listening because she suspected you might be messing around.
May?
Hey, Jack.
What is going on here?
I'm trying to make a point because you don't seem to understand that what Crystal is asking you and her trying to undermine our relationship is not okay, and 99.5% of other people also see that it's not okay, and it's not normal to be asking the husband of someone you dislike to go away with you.
We could also probably celebrate the fact that that name didn't even cross his mind when he was offered free flowers, right?
Yes, absolutely. Babe, I love you. I love you.
Nothing is going on with Crystal. Nothing. She is my work partner.
Need to be. Yes, but we need boundaries with Crystal.
Can I ask why you went on an overnight trip with Crystal?
She just needed help, and I'm a nice guy, so I'm gonna help. She's also my work partner. I've worked with her for several years.
That hasn't stopped me before.
Yeah, it doesn't really stop most people.
Yeah.
So what do you do then, Jack, if, let's say, your wife May's concerns are true and Crystal just rolls up and is like, well, I'd like to escalate our relationship. Like, what do you do if she does try to make a move?
Well, there's no way that's going to happen. I put my foot down and she knows how much I love my wife.
But doesn't she also talk bad about your wife?
I mean, she has her own way of things, and I do fill my wife in about this. It's no secret.
I just think that there needs to be some serious boundaries in place with Crystal, like, hey, you know what? Don't talk about my wife. I don't feel like this is a subject we should talk about. Hey, oh, you need help moving? I know a great moving company that will do all the work for you. There are ways to keep work and outside of work separate. And I feel like that's what Crystal needs, is she needs to understand that you guys can be totally cordial and friendly at work, but she needs to stay the hell out of her life. She needs to keep her nose out of it. It's not her business. It's not her concern. Whether or not she thinks I'm appropriate for you or I'm doing a good job as a wife is not appropriate workplace conversation. It's just not.
Yes, I understand. And look, if anything else, she's further away from us now. Look at that.
Yeah, because she moved across the state. But I don't want her trying to insert herself into our lives.
Well, maybe that's why she's thinking this is a good time to shoot her shot. Because she's like, ooh. Well, I'm moving, so.
And take him with her.
You don't need to worry about Crystal at all. She seriously... This is not, no.
You haven't helped her move yet, or you already helped her move?
She's already moved. She's already across the state. I already went. I stayed there. I had a hotel. I locked my door. We weren't in the same hotel. It's May, I was talking with you the whole time. We were communicating the whole trip. It's not like I was like hiding and being secretive. You knew about the whole thing.
I know. And the point is, whether I know about it or not, it's not about you. It's about her and her complete lack of boundaries and how she keeps crossing lines that are not okay to cross. And you need to push back on that. I need you to have those boundaries and to say, hey, this is not really okay with me.
Do you still work with her?
Yeah, she's my partner.
She's remote.
Okay.
So it needs to be said.
Okay, Matt, I feel what you're saying and where you're coming from. you know I love you, and let's talk more about this later, and I will set those boundaries. But let's just enjoy some time together, and we'll put this aside and behind us. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now May's going to be worried about getting phone sex.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.